You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Californians might have more options than just M for male or F for female on their driver's licenses soon, if Governor Brown signs a bill on his desk into law in the next few weeks. The bill would add a third option that's neither male nor female on driver's licenses and other state documents. It'll also make changing your gender on documents easier. KALW health reporter Marissa Ortega-Welch joins me to discuss the decision. So this bill is called the Gender Recognition Act. Tell us more about it.
It's sort of a small bill, but it will have a big impact for some people. And I also think symbolically, it's a pretty big deal. So it does two big things. The first thing it does is it gets rid of the requirement for a doctor's letter if you want to have a court-ordered gender change. Mm. Okay, so right now, let's say you're a transgender man, but you were assigned female at birth. So you might have this letter F for female on your driver's license, and you might want to change that to an M to match the fact that you're a man. Mm-hmm. Right now, if you want to petition the court to do that, you would need a doctor's letter certifying that you'd undergone a gender transition. This bill would get rid of that requirement. You wouldn't need a doctor's letter anymore. You just have to swear under penalty of perjury that you are who you say you are, and then you just apply for the change. People under the age of 18 would still need a letter of permission from their parents.
Okay, so are there people opposing this bill?
There's definitely been some opposition to the bill, but it's coming from places that you might expect, like conservative religious groups. And they are bringing up a concern of identity fraud, that maybe if you can change your gender, you can somehow commit some sort of identity fraud. Mm-hmm. Proponents of the bill, though, say that they're using that as an excuse when really what they have issue with is the issue of people changing their gender at all. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, your name and photo are really a much better way to verify who you are than that letter M or F on your driver's license. Mm-hmm. This change is important because transgender people, gender nonconforming people, they feel like they're the ultimate authorities on their own gender. They shouldn't have to have a doctor weigh in on what is ultimately their decision. It can also be time-consuming and difficult to access a doctor and adds what they see as an unnecessary step.
Okay, so you said the bill does two things. What's the other thing?
Well, the other thing is, some people maybe don't want to choose between male or female on their driver's license or birth certificate because they don't identify as either. The bill would require state documents, like driver's license, like birth certificates, to have a third option, what's called a non-binary gender option, mm-hmm. meaning neither male nor female.
So not one of those two choices, like the binary of man and woman.
Exactly. More and more people, especially young people, are no longer identifying with either gender of man or woman. It's difficult to quantify how many people identify as a non-binary gender because it hasn't been a category on survey forms, so we haven't been able to collect any data on that. The LGBT advocacy group GLAAD did a survey, and they found that 12% of millennials don't identify as cisgender, meaning they don't identify as the gender that is listed on their birth certificate, okay. that they were assigned at birth.
12%, that is a lot.
It is. And that's why I think this bill is symbolically important, because it's really recognizing that there are all these other gender identities outside of that binary or of man or woman. Mm-hmm. Some of the language in the bill is pretty radical. I want to read you a couple of the lines. It says, the binary gender designations of female and male fail to adequately represent the diversity of human experience. And it says, gender identification is fundamentally personal, and the state should endeavor to provide options on state-issued identification documents that recognize a person's accurate gender identification.
That's in the bill.
That is in the bill.
So what would this look like on a driver's license? Will it say non-binary gender? What will it say?
Yeah, what it actually looks like is still to be determined. And it's left up to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and the state registrar to figure out what it will look like on driver's license and birth certificates. But Washington, D.C. and Oregon have already passed similar laws that went into effect this summer, and they use the letter X to symbolize non-binary gender.
So you can check male, female, or the X.
Yeah, exactly. And X doesn't necessarily represent a gender within itself. It's not like a third gender. It's just neither male or female. The bill recognizes that people could have a whole list of gender identities outside of man or woman, like agender, genderqueer, gender fluid, or two-spirit. So the X would be a stand-in for, you know, what could be all these other options.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just other states that already are using this X. Other countries do it too, Australia and New Zealand.
So when would we expect to see these changes then?
Well, so if Governor Brown signs the bill into law, and he is expected to sign the bill, it will go into effect January 2019. So we have a while to wait.
Okay. Thanks, Marissa.
Yeah. Thank you, Hannah.
Marissa Ortega-Welch is KALW's health reporter. You can reach her at health@KALW.org. We wanted to hear from people with a stake in the governor's non-binary gender designation decision, so we sent KALW's Asal Ehsanipour and Zaina Nasser to see what folks had to say.
I'm trans feminine. I have they, them pronouns. I'm from New York, and I've been about a year in the Bay. I'm scared that, like, we get too much into, like, bureaucratically defining ourselves, putting ourselves onto forms, and those changes then being really hard to update and to move, slash also sapping a lot of energy out of, like, so much of the work that we really have to do to, like, heal. X is fine. As with anything, like, we're not going to get a form that encapsulates all of humanity, right? And that doesn't mean we shouldn't try, but it also means we should be realistic.
I mean, I feel like anyone should be able to self-identify as whatever they want, and I fail to see the purpose of needing a gender marker on things like ID. If you're traveling or getting pulled over, I don't see how gender identity has anything to do with that. That being said, people who have been misgendered their whole life and want to be able to choose how people are seeing them should have the option of choosing what gender marker they're using.
In my ideal world, the state would not be identifying folks in their gender given at birth. And I think that given a third gender identity still limits us to live within a binary that, in my opinion, does not exist in terms of gender. And it does place non-binary folks within another binary that, at least for me, I'm trying to escape and have been trying to escape my whole life.
This is actually really cool that this is happening now, because it's what I've been waiting for. I opted not to change my name to match my gender identity a few years ago, mainly because I knew there wasn't going to be an easy way to reflect who and what I actually am. And my gender marker also reflects that. But now having the option, that's when this goes into effect, I can actually go forward with this process.